we let ourselves get into trouble. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Thought for Today. We let ourselves get into trouble. Now, why do we let ourselves get into trouble? That's a good question. We let ourselves get into trouble because we let our thoughts wander where they shouldn't be wandering. We let our thoughts go where they don't do a benefit for us. We let our thoughts go into areas where they are unhappy for us, where they are doing naughty things for us. Naughty things for us, isn't that something? Yes, but that's really what they do. Our thoughts do naughty things for us. Our thoughts tell us that we are unhappy. Our thoughts tell us that we are sick. Our thoughts tell us that we are weak, or that we are poor, or that we are not surrounded by lovely, beautiful beings. And as long as these thoughts are there, then the experience follows quickly thereafter, if not already it's there. But it's only after the thought is thought that the experience is there. We sometimes think that the thought follows the experience, but that's not true. The thought always precedes the experience. Whenever we have a thought of happiness, the experience of happiness follows. Whenever we have the thought of joy and harmony, the experience follows us, and that is so beautiful. It is so rewarding and so fulfilling and so fantastic, but it's what it's all about. Our thoughts are things, and they do everything we want them to do. And when we think happy thoughts, we have happy experiences in our life. And when we think sad thoughts, we have sad experiences in our life. It's just so simple and just so definite, categorical, definite. It follows like night the day, like day the night. All these things, one after the other, follows. What is it that you want? What is it that I want? What do I want to experience in my life? Well, if I want to experience a healthy body, every moment that I think about my body, I think it is healthy. If a little pain comes up, I say, I'm whole and perfect. You say, well, that's sort of frivolous. No, it isn't. That's putting the cause in motion in a very positive way. When a thought comes up that, oh, my tummy aches, I say, my tummy is in perfect balance. My tummy is in perfect harmony. It's the thought. It's the thought that controls our body. It's the thought that controls our experience. It's the thought that controls everything that we do. And if we can be master of our thoughts, if we can be 100% in charge of our thoughts, we can be sure we will have 100% whatever our thoughts were. Now, just because we're in charge of our thoughts does not mean that we have good thoughts. Now, we can, we should, and that's wonderful when we do, but we have good thoughts when we choose to have good thoughts. We have good experiences when we choose to have good experiences. Now, when do you choose to have good experiences? When do you choose to have good thoughts? When do you choose to have a wonderful life? When do you choose to have abundance? When do you choose to have wonderful friends? I would think every moment of our day, right? At least that's what I'd choose for myself. People come up to me and say, Herb, how come you're so happy all the time? And I say, I'm happy because those are my thoughts. Herb, how come you live in your perfect body? Those are my thoughts. Herb, you have this little difficulty or that little difficulty in your body, but you don't seem to give it any attention. That's right. I don't. My thoughts say I have perfect hearing. My thoughts say I have perfect sight. My thoughts say I have perfect body actions. My perfect bowel movements. I have everything in my body is in perfect functioning. But Herb, you sometimes wear a hearing aid. Sometimes you wear glasses. Sometimes you wear contact lenses. Sometimes you wear these things. That's right. But that's not where my belief is. My belief is that I always have perfect sight. If sometimes I want to encourage them a little bit, then I'll use something. But otherwise, I can go for days without glasses, without any contact lens, without anything like that, and see fine. My distance is fine. My near is fine. I will read, and then I'll realize that I don't have my glasses on. I'll be doing these things, and I'll realize that I don't need them. But, you see, the moment I think I don't have my glasses on, right away my eyes say, come on, give me some help. Right away, when I say I don't hear people, then my ears say, come on, give me a hand. And you see, those are thoughts that go through our mind. And yes, I have those experiences. Yes, I'm working on those projects too. And when I'm done with working on those projects, I'll stop putting on the show. I'll stop putting on the show of using crutches, using devices to support my hearing, my seeing, my being. But just because I use a crutch, just because I do that, doesn't mean that we have to. Just because I do these things, it doesn't mean that that's the principle. The principle is whatever we think, that's what we have. Now, as I choose to continually forget my glasses, and why should I call them my glasses, my goodness, as I choose to forget the glasses, as I choose to forget the hearing aid, as I choose to forget these devices, I hear perfectly. I hear perfectly. Turn the radio down, I can hear it perfectly. What I don't hear is when people don't choose to speak so that I can hear. Now, they choose to speak in very subtle tones and very subtle ways, and in ways that they have it sort of as a private conversation. Well, no, I'm not interested in someone else's private conversation. I might say, what? Did you speak to me? No, I didn't speak to you. Okay, then fine. Then I don't listen. But when I hear people talk, and I think they're speaking to me, I want to be courteous and give them my attention. And if they're not speaking to me, then I don't pay attention, and I'm off on some other tangent of wisdom and interest that I'm following, and life is just wonderful. Yes, the day will come when I don't choose to play the game with these little toys, and they'll be gone. The day will come when I don't choose to play the game of needing to eat or needing to drink or needing to breathe or needing to sleep or needing to do all these things. That day will come. That day is here already, of course. But the moment that I choose to do that, then that will be true for me. The moment that I choose to live in my allness, in my absolute quality, then all of these little crutches that we give ourselves, that I give myself in this life, will fade away, be useless. And when they're useless, when they fade away, then whoever I really am, whatever is the truth about me, that is what I will be. Now, do I have to play somebody else's game? If somebody says, I want you to do this, do I have to do that? If someone says, I want you to tell me this here, I want you to explain this to me, and I say, I don't choose to do so. Or, I won't create them asking me to explain. You see, the best thing that we can do, or that I can do in my life, is to create circumstances in my life that I choose to have. I choose to talk with people about philosophy. I choose to talk with people about good ideas. I choose to talk with people about simple, beautiful things. Sometimes I get a little complex because my thoughts get a little complex. But the simpler I keep my thoughts, the more beautiful my thoughts are, and the more understood my thoughts are, and the more everyone can understand it. I don't have to put on a show to show how brilliant I am. I know how brilliant I am. If anybody else notices it, fine. If not, fine. But I notice it. I know me. And I know I'm whole and perfect. I know I have perfect vision. I know I have perfect hearing. I know I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I know that my world is absolutely wonderful. I'm independently wealthy. I know all these things are true for me. And I keep knowing them and knowing them and knowing them until that's all that I know. And to be sure, when that is all that I know, then that is all that I experience. And when that is all that I experience, then that's all that matters. My thoughts are so powerful. My thoughts are so powerful, and they can be even more powerful when I give them my 100% attention and my one-pointed direction. I choose one thought at a time, and I bring that into fruition. People say, well, I'd like to be whole and perfect. I'd like to be rich. Okay, fine. Say all those things. That's beautiful. But take your meditation time on one point. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And as you meditate on that one point, you bring that into fruition absolutely, immediately. But if you let yourself be dissuaded to think about other things, if you let yourself be distracted, then that distraction will be a little bit of your keeping you from whatever it is you think you want. What is it that we want? What thoughts do we have in our mind for ourselves? What is our dream for ourselves? What is our creation for ourselves? Do you like yourself? If so, think likable thoughts. If you are happy with yourself, then think happy thoughts. If you are beautiful, then think beautiful thoughts. Whatever thoughts you have, that will be the result in your life. For so it is in my life. This day, think wonderful thoughts and enjoy a wonderful life, even as I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.